Blog Talk Radio.
Make up.
said, oh, let's put it with him in his head. We'll have a baby. But give him the meaning of it all. Teach him to walk tall. But we got to have a baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's make a baby. Little boy, little girl, little boy, little girl, but it's still a baby.
You came to me, yeah, I wanna make you feel, girl, just the way I do. I wanna make you feel like you're 10 feet tall. And everything I got to give, for as long as I live, you can have it all. Yeah, baby, 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 I wanna do it to you like you did it to me. I wanna do it to you. You see, you were the only one who tried to understand all my ups and my downs, all my smiles and my problems. Yeah, I'm so glad you're mine.
Can't leave it alone. My Aunt Hotep, Grand Rising, and Better Love. You are listening to Dr. Robert X. Form by Way of Truth to Power, and I am Beverly, and that's some good music, Dr. Robert X. And we're dealing with some Tales of Two Titties. How you doing this evening, Dr. Robert X? And I know somebody that's milking them, too.
Bev, I'm not doing real well this evening.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Well, I wasn't doing real well last Wednesday. Tuesday, couldn't get on. So, you know, Wednesday, I had that pain in my eye and my sinus, but I know what it came from. I know what caused it.
Okay.
Tonight, I wanted to at least come on because I got an idea what's causing this. But man, I've been dizzy since about 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's been a really strange dizziness. I don't know if it's been up since about 3:30 this morning.
Well, what were you doing with the eclipse?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Did it bother? Did you have the dizziness before the eclipse?
No. Interesting thing, Beth. I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either, but I was out in it. And it was a real heavy feeling. You could feel it was a heaviness. And my hands got to tingling. And I got kind of blurry in my eyes a little bit. I had a nerve to be driving in that. But it was so you could feel it.
Well, I was looking out of my bedroom window. And it never really dark, unlike 2017. It was far darker.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for it, you know, to get a little bit more darker, and it never did. Now, the interesting thing was there was not a sound from like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. Not a sound. All the way up until the thing was over. It didn't really matter. I said I was going to try to video it, but I wasn't really enthusiastic about it. But I tell you what was really interesting.
Okay.
I had to go and take my dog out just a little while ago. Like 7:45, a quarter to eight. Bear. The birds were out there singing. It's dark outside.
Okay.
The birds are out there singing like it's 7 o'clock in the morning. In the dark.
And I saw them flying, and they were flying in a circle.
Yesterday or today?
Yeah, no, yesterday after the eclipse. I was at the doggy park, and they was flying in circles.
Wow, well, something, and I didn't expect anything to happen directly that day, but I'm just watching for various signs about for the next couple of weeks or so. Because if you notice, just before that, we had the earthquake on the East Coast.
Oh, but I did notice that. I did notice that about 10 minutes after it was over with, they start lighting the skies up with them planes spraying.
Yeah.
I saw that. I didn't see no plane before, and about 10 minutes, here they come.
Well, the whole esoteric level of this thing, because last week I was going to mention that CERN was supposed to be fired up on that day yesterday,
right.
Which I found interesting. Well, and not only that, but NASA was shooting 3 missiles.
I heard.
Yeah. Okay. Now they didn't mention these things to any degree. CERN, they did.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't mention these things. All these things had esoteric meanings to the max. And it's just really eerie how these people are celebrating these things. Because normally, they're on the other side of this. You know, conspiracy
mm-hmm.
theorists, conspiracy theorists, that. Well, what was the reason for all of the military all over the country?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
We talked about it on the program, Bev.
Every
city, but they were in enough areas to basically make you want to ask yourself the question, why? I don't have a good feeling about the things that are getting ready to happen. I really don't. There's just a level of hatred and viciousness that I don't think I've ever experienced anything like this before. I mean, the hatred is so thick you can cut it with a knife. And it's all being driven by this small group of people. People are allowing it, and it won't take much to set this whole thing off. Don't think for one moment that all the stuff with the entertainment industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the military-industrial complex, all of it, when we identified the problem on the planet, we said it was the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, entertainment, military-industrial complex. And that thing is all one thing now. And in every area, Bev, in every one of those designations, they're all being exposed at the same time right now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's good things going on as well. I can't overlook them. And that is that people are waking up in droves, and these people are even admitting that people running away from the Democratic Party like it's the plague. I mean, it's all over the place, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
These are Democrat strategists saying that. And it's not just black men, okay? I got news for the family. Black women are coming around as well, because you can't see this. You can close your eyes and still see it, because you don't need no sight to feel what's going on or to see what's going on. And in many respects, if you look at the environment, which is why we named the forum what we did, it's a takeoff on a tale of two cities, okay? And the tale of two cities was done by Charles Dickens in the 1800s. And it was really about the French Revolution. All right? And it's about this doctor who spent 18 years in a Paris prison called the Bastille, which is why they have a Bastille Day today. All right, but it's the overall context of it was how he ended up being released from that prison during the revolution to go live with his daughter in London. And that era was called the Reign of Terror, pretty much what we live in here right now. With Joe Biden and the degenerates. You can leave here and go to Israel. And again, you got America and Joe Biden facilitating the reign of terror in Israel by arming the monsters over there. Both sides. They're arming both sides. Then you can leave that and go to Ukraine, and you got the same thing with the common factor being America financing the slaughter. It's got to be somewhere near 700,000 people in Ukraine right now. Just slaughter. But in the meantime, you have black people here who call themselves Democrats and Republicans supporting discriminate slaughter that's even worse than what Obama did along with Hillary Clinton when they slaughtered Libya and the Libyan people. Just blew up a whole country, and black people have the unmitigated gall to support this insanity. I don't care if it's by way of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. It's insane. Okay? But there was a saying that came out of A Tale of Two Cities. And I'm sure you and the family have heard of it. It says it was the best of times and the worst of times. All at the same time.
That's what's going on now.
Exactly. That's why we call it this form A Tale of Two Titties. Because the only thing that separates what's going on now from the Dickens novel is the illicit sex that's being purported and supported by these people. And they're coming out and they're telling you right in your face. On Easter Sunday, they took Easter Sunday and renamed it after some trannies. And you have to ask yourself, why would they do that? That wasn't accidental. That was done purposely. And I said before, Bear, as I've gotten older and hopefully a little more wiser, I don't necessarily beat up on people's religions anymore because I think I've learned enough to know that all these people are practicing derivatives of an original thing that came up out of African history. So if somebody else got a different version of your thing, maybe it ain't such a bad idea that they got an altered version of your thing, because at least they got a part of it if they don't have the whole thing. So I don't beat up on them anymore. I'm trying to understand as we attempt to enhance people believe in. And it's obvious, Bear, that the people at the very top believe in these things because they've taken the worst part of that history and they're using it for themselves. Them three rockets that they supposedly NASA shot up was basically in tribute to APEP, straight out of ancient Kemetic science. Okay?
It seems like all the symbolism that they're using is that's all they're using.
It is.
The CERN and all of it.
That's correct. And it is. That's the whole point. But they've taken the negative aspect, because every religion has positive and negative aspects. Every one of them. Okay? So just because they choose to highlight the negative aspects don't mean I should run away from the positive. So these people are extremely cunning. All right? Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was just getting ready to say, isn't that what makes the battery work, the negative and the positive?
Yes, and as we pointed out in the last setting, you got to have that. That negative energy is, and I've been saying this for years, the negative energy is equally as important as the positive energy. And no need to have in one without the other. That's balance. That is my eye. Okay? So the trick is not to let that negative energy override the positive energy. So that's what we all here for. We all here as we get older. Of course, we are more emotional and probably much more angrier when we are younger. But as we get older, we learn how to deal with those things. At least some of us do. So we don't get overly emotional because we've had the opportunity to gather a lot of data over the years that we've been on the planet, and it makes us handle situations a little bit differently. Again, at least some of us. It was the best of times and the worst of times. Now, it's interesting because I very well could have named this form A Tale of Two Ditties. As in P. Diddy. Okay? Because there appears to have been two of him, too. One for public consumption and another one for the beast that he really serves. And you see, people can get angry at that dude all they want to. But tell the family who his mentor was, Bear.
Who, P. Diddy?
Yeah.
Who was his mentor?
The same mentor that had Whitney Houston up under his wing as well.
Oh, yeah.
And when she was dying, he was having the party downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Clive Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and people will mention his name in passing, but they don't stay on it. He don't get the credit.
Nope, he's the main one. He's the controller.
Okay. Because if you look at the so-called moguls in the hip-hop world, they're all Jewish. I'm talking about the people at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So when they groom a Negro, does it really matter what kind of or which Negro did they groom? Because if they don't groom Puffy, they're going to groom somebody else. You see? And these people don't go to jail. As a matter of fact, ain't nobody shooting at them. They lived to be old men. So the rappers get early graves and long jail sentences, right, along with many singers. But the people at the top live long lives and don't go to jail. It's like a tale of two cities or a tale of two titties. Because it's all sex. That's the thing that's bringing them all down. And coincidentally, that's the thing that they're ramping up. As they bringing them down with it, they're ramping it up and using us as cannon fodder to promote it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a dance that lasts for 20 years?
No, what dance is that?
Working.
They've been doing that for 20 years now.
The 90s. Over 20 years. How is that possible? Babe, I can't make it.
You can't?
I'm trying, but
okay. You want me to open the lines up?
No, I don't even want to talk, babe.
You don't want to talk? Okay, let's go ahead.
If you want to talk to the family, you can go ahead and finish the program and talk to the family. But I'm going to have to ask the family to excuse me. I need to lay down. I just got a real bad little dizzy thing here.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No, but I've been up 3 o'clock this morning. So it could be that. But there's something else that I can't really talk about.
Okay.
That's working in conjunction with that.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to ask the family to excuse me tonight. And I'm going to try to come back on tomorrow. But I'm going to lay down here and just close my eyes.
Okay.
Because my
eyes feel
that pain coming back to my eye from my sinus.
Okay. Okay. So take it easy. And
see you tomorrow night, family.
Okay. Stay well. Okay, Kwame, your line is open.
Good evening. Hotep and better love and prayers.
Better love.
Brother X, you know, that's the best thing, laying down and letting the body do its own thing because it'll heal itself if you got the right nutrients in it. Yeah, you're doing the best thing to lay it down. You know, it's really the shift that we've just gone through with this whole eclipse. But it's even higher than that because what they've done is they align with that to use that energy of people participating, being publicly exposed in order to, you know, they say they were flying the new Hercules, the C-130, J-30s. and they are the ones that they emit like a chemtrail, but they emit a invisible chemtrail. We see the jets, and you see the chemtrails of the other airplanes that they use, but these are supposed to be highly, you know, so it's,
you don't see them, huh?
No, you won't see, you'll see them, they fly so high up above, they like big cargo planes, they fly above, but they're specifically made to release these toxins into the air. And they had them flying out over Canada, came out of Canada, were up on the border of Canada, then Florida and the southern states and Texas that they were flying over at the time of the, you know, pathway of the eclipse. But what
okay.
we really have to look at is, too, is the, you know, Saturday, what's today, the 9th? Yeah, today is the 9th, mm-hmm. 3 days, so Friday, they are April 12th, they're releasing the Civil War, the movie, he's talking about the tale of two cities. But it's based, and the Civil War is kind of based on that too. And they are releasing it on April the 12th on 2024, which is 4 days after, because it takes 3 days after a new moon for the first sliver of the moon's light to start again. And so they're releasing it on that date, along with that is the original date of Fort Sumter when they fired. I just sent you a little piece on it, that on
okay.
April 12, 1861, that's when the first shots was fired that started the Civil War. 120-something years ago, 140-something years ago. So you're looking at them implementing all of this in plan, because what we're looking at when this is going to be a Scorpio moon that's going to be coming out, this new moon. That's what we had the eclipse with. So now in 4 days on the 12th, we'll begin to see that Scorpio moon moving into where it's going to be full around the 26th of April. 25th, I think, is the full moon in Scorpio. So we're mm-hmm. looking at these days of ritualizing and formulating this pattern of genocide, because I wanted to share with Brother X, and it's a thing that you can look in the Boston Times, and they had it, and it was talking about Ukraine. And Ukraine, he was talking about the 700,000 people that was over in Ukraine. But in the Boston Times, in March 30th, 2024, new evidence emerges of Ukrainian horrific forced fertilization program inspired by what was a Nazi program, because that's who's running the thing in Ukraine, of the Lebensborn Nazi program. And this was a program that during the time of World War II, they were forcing them to breed women for this Aryan race. And this is what they're doing over there in Ukraine. And they're promoting, you know, the Ukrainians have Nazi camps there in Ukraine, and they're formulating their Nazi army, along with what you're seeing at the Palestinians are doing what? They uproaring about killing the children and the women. And so this is a genocidal process that's being put into play, and they're using these astrological and these spiritual alignments, because you're looking at what just happened in this eclipse was that sun and moon, but all the planets were on the other side, the back other side of the sun. So when that eclipse happened, you had what we call the dwarf planets are now in alignment. You have Setna, you have Eris, you have Iris, you have Chiron. All of these planets are now sitting there, and they're sending energy to the Earth. They don't have any other planets that was in the way of that eclipse when that reboot happened. So now what you're having is the energy of these planets that are on the outer realms of our solar system sending energy into this planet that is getting ready to cause great shifts, because most of the dwarf planets now being Setna. Setna is the goddess of the Arctic. And she's got the energy of the seas of the Arctic and all the creatures of the Arctic. You have, what is it, Hamua. That's a Hawaiian goddess. And she's the goddess that, that brings up the fires of the volcano that form the islands of this. And she's about the replenishing of the earth. And so we have these energies as above, so below. We have these energies that's helping send the energy for helping us to greater consciousness, because Setna, and in her name is spelled S-E-D-N-A, to see the DNA, activation of the DNA that comes from these energies of these outer planets. And so what we're having is we're getting the energy for shifting into the fifth and sixth level that we are conscious and awakened to. But they're countering, trying to toxify by poisoning the air, creating these earthquakes, and creating these energies of destruction. And the other part is trying to breed a new being while they're poisoning our children with technology to take the knowledge. And this is what we have to do, because we're shackled to our phones. We are kind of in the information plantation. The information plantation is what we're now on in these social medias. And if you look at social media, what's the first two letters? S and M, the new slave masters, because we are being mastered by these phones and this technology. Anyway, that was what I was
wanting
to share with that.
Well, no, that is good. And so the energy that I was feeling during the eclipse, I mean, it was a different kind of energy. It was heavy. I guess it was strong, but it was different. I hadn't kind of felt that, but it was like a pressure. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm talking about. The reboot, and that part of nothing being behind, none of Jupiter, Mars, all of them were on the other side, on the front side of the sun. So this is the part where you had all of those outer planets in our solar system in what they call the Kuiper Belt, and that's where all the dwarf stars are. I mean, the dwarf planets that they broke down Pluto to a dwarf planet. But these are all the outer realms of our solar system that we're now in position. This is why it was so important with this Across America, because we were in position that Setna only travels around every 11,400 years. The other Hawaiian one that I named, it only has like 349 years before we'll get alignment with it. So all of these planets were in alignment, in sync with what's going on in the cosmic order, in order for us to get the energy of what was downloaded by the reboot. So now we have a cosmic consciousness that's been planted, now will be released in us. But what they did with the blanketing is trying to toxify you, this new bioweapon that they're putting out, because they're saying in 30 days, watch and see how many people are start going to be feeling all of these different sicknesses. Because what they did is that they're trying to see how many people, because they said it's supposed to be like 32 million people were out seeing this.
Yeah, it was
being
a lot
exposed.
Of people everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that was the energy that they were tapping into, because you got all of these people just like in a stadium. You can put you can give everybody that subliminal message while they're in the stadium. They wouldn't even know that's been put into them. Because you harnessed all the people in the area, and really the thing that gets it is like the 13 colonies, we crossed 13 states for this traveling of the eclipse, the 13 original colonies, that the galaxy, the cosmos is what, 13 billion years old. So you're looking at all of this 13, but 13 is the divine feminine. Mm-hmm. 13 is the divine feminine, and that was the mother. The moon is the female. She's the 13 moons. She's activating the what's called the divine feminine and the sacred masculine. She's activated this whole thing. Right. It's the divine feminine coming back into her power.
So, because the way that energy was, I mean, to me, I don't see what they create could be more powerful than what the universe was creating, because that energy was powerful. So go ahead.
It's like, you know how we used to get interference? You get a plane fly back in the day with antennas, and you get interference,
yeah.
And then you have to wait, and you kind of get the thing dialed back. That's what they're doing. Is that they're creating these pockets where there you got people living in urban areas and smart cities. That ain't nothing but a EMF state of city. It ain't nothing but electromagnetic energy that's condensing all into that one area. So it's radiating your body, but it's not like sitting out in nature, standing in nature, looking up at the moon as it's changing. You get a different energy because that energy is already penetrated the planet when it crossed over from Mexico to Turtle Island. And when it crossed over, it began to send that energy into the planet. And so you're standing on the earth. If you got your shoes off and you're able to stand there, it's coming up from the earth and it's coming down from above. So it's downloading and uploading in you in order to have the consciousness that's going to be released, just like that releasing of from the darkness to the light. It will be putting like the moon waxes when it becomes full. It wanes when it's going dark. So now you've been given the wax to begin to shine, to bring things to light inside of you, not outside of you. This is the light inside of you, because these are the electrical currents that's coming from the cosmic consciousness that is activating us as human beings into the next level. As they say, you are the one you've been waiting for. And everything in the universe is in you. Now you have part of your universe activating you again.
This is very powerful times, even though they're trying to start wars and rumors of wars, but to distract us from what this power that we've been injected with.
Right, but you're looking at something, because I was just looking at, I've been studying these planets and everything that's been going, because you look at Pluto is in Aquarius right now, where it was in 1776, and then when Brother X was talking about the Bastille and that, the French Revolution was at the same time. The Pluto was in Aquarius when that was going on. So you see how all of this is circled. We're coming back around, and we're on the other side of the Milky Way galaxy where we began that at 26,000 years ago. This is why we're leaving this 2,120 years of Pisces Virgo, and now we're beginning this new 2,120 years Aquarius and Leo, because we've got to have the energies of this outer body, which is the astral Adam Kadmon, and we're starting with Aries, which is the head, and the rest of the zodiac. And so we're now given an opportunity of cosmic consciousness to reactivate our greater selves. And this is what they're creating, this technology to take the knowledge that's being downloaded from above, attempting to take it and harness and control the behavior, shackle you to your phone, create you with this social media a new slave master, and you turn around and you're on an information plantation. You're giving them all the information on this plantation by being submissive to it. Then this is what we're countering, using this techno-spiritual to counter and give information to help you boost you, not to take away from you, to boost you, not anyway. That's what I had to share, Beth.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'm going to do the round table here, the mound table, since Dr. X is not with us. Okay, let's see. 708-837. 708. Are you on mute?
Yes, ma'am. Peace. How are you all tonight?
Great. Thanks for joining us. We're doing the mound table.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about Brother X. I hope he feels better.
Yeah.
I was just sitting here thinking about a few things. Some things on that equinox, everybody was building up. I always do my thing. I just chill. But they were misleading people to have you thinking that it was going to be 3 days of total darkness, which that was like biblical. That happened in Egypt when they had the equinox in Egypt in the Bible. They had a few days of darkness. But they were, you know, had people thinking you might have 3 days of darkness. And you had an activating Sharon, which they haven't activated Sharon in a few years, but they turned on Sharon. And you got NASA shooting three rockets into the shadow of the moon for whatever reason.
You sound muscle. We can't understand.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was just talking about this one day that blew everybody's mind, the 8th, yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything different about the day. It was a normal day, as far as I was concerned. It didn't get dark where I was here. My daughter said it got dark when she was in Texas, but I'm in Georgia. It didn't get dark here.
Yeah, it got dark here in Michigan. But it wasn't dark, like Dr. X said. It wasn't as dark as the 2017, but it got a little dark.
Yeah.
It was like a storm getting ready to come. Go ahead.
I was just getting ready to say that. Yesterday it was so sunny all day long. In the evening, I guess about 5:30, they whatever they do to get that sky turned on, because the sky was blue yesterday. Whatever they did in the evening, the sky turned white, and it rained this morning when I got up, it was raining. And they're getting so good with this weather control thing. Man, they are good with it now. They can make these clouds swell and rain whenever they wanted to. They might have even been playing with the harp machine, because, you know, we had a couple of earthquakes in places where we don't normally have earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going all out. And then you got to remember, back to reality, these boys got a war in the Middle East. They got a war over here brewing over here with Russia. And then don't forget Taiwan over here with, Korea and whatnot. So they got all these wars bubbling up all over the world. All of this so the Democrats can stay in power. I think they're going a bit haywire right now. They're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they're doing, they're going to get a lot of young men killed. The whole thing, you got to look at it as a big machine. They go in and they tear the place up. Then they send their friends back in to build it back up. After they go blow it up, then their friends come and build it back up. So they get the money coming and going. It's a terrible thing. Terrible thing.
Yeah, but we got to look at also, you know, look, that was some cosmic power that we just went through. So it's just like that, you know, we got extra boost of whatever that we're dealing with them. To me, it's like the battery, as I say, one side positive, one side negative. You need both of you got to balance it out, override that negative or balance it out. Because if they had all the power, we wouldn't even be here. They would, if they had all that power to get rid of us like they
trying to, or they say they are, we wouldn't even be here.
Well, they're so clever. They actually feed off our power. You know,
exactly.
We all are nothing but generators. We all batteries.
Exactly.
We all nothing but generators. So what they do, for instance, they got us going to work every day for money that's not worth anything. So they harness our power that way. I'm just waiting for the whole world to wake up and see that the money is a joke. It's the biggest joke that they ever played. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme also.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been getting away with it for a long time, these money families. And they, what it is with this phony money, they get to use everybody's resources, and they give them nothing in return. And that's why it's so bad. Most people go with the dollar. You know, I never thought about the dollar much when I used to work, when I was working. But once I stopped working and I sat back and I started studying money, then I got one of my buddies got on me about credit. I didn't know nothing about credit. And I started studying credit. Hell, you and me are the credit.
Exactly. Exactly.
We the surety against the loan. We the battery that powers this monster. We all are the batteries that power this monster and illuminate this monster. And you're right. Without us, they can't do nothing.
Right. They can't. Let me let someone else to the table.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
262, area code 262-833.
Greetings and much love, family. How's everybody doing this evening?
Greetings. Great, great. You're doing great. We at the table. What you bringing to the table, Eddie? We know you bringing some
numbers as usual, but at the same time, let me put my good energy and vibrations out to Brother X to lift him up and get well in his endeavors, whatever he's going through. And again, we all up on it dealing with this eclipse, because just like we normally say, let's think outside the box. This was a big test, family. This was another big test. See, because they got everybody hyped up, everybody all geek, because again, as we said 7 years ago, most people didn't even pay attention to this eclipse that was going. Now they are harnessing all of our energy, all these people who are out being spectators. And I've been telling the family for at least the last 3 to 4 years, stop looking at all of these celestial events. We are a part of it. Why are you looking at something you are a part of? See, so they got us looking up again, harnessing all this power and energy, and we're missing the inward time that we should have been in, meditating with this energy, receiving this energy, and whatever form it was going to come to us. Because like you said, Sister Bear, I woke up yesterday at 6:15 ready to go to the gym and work out. I ain't woke up like that wanting to go to the gym in about a month. I woke up with so much energy, ready to go, and all I was doing was soaking up the energy of the celestial event that was happening within me.
See,
we give all our energy away on the outside of ourselves, not recognizing as above, so below, as within us, so outside of us, and we're not recognizing that. So they're pulling from that. I mean, I was even getting texts from people who were in Texas telling me that they had billboards and stuff telling people if people stop and get out their cars and look, be patient, be patient. Mm. So you should stop
you
and get out your car too. Because
all you had to
being
do
on the expressway. No, they were saying being
go
on
ahead.
The expressway, if people are driving, they could just stop, get out, and just look up if they start seeing it get dark or wanted to see the eclipse. So you can block up traffic right now. What got me or what gets me, aren't we still under the pandemic? Ain't they been telling us to social distance, get it up? We ain't heard nothing about social distancing yesterday. All this coming up. They was making millions of dollars on shades and glasses to look at this and all this nonsense. People that were nowhere near this eclipse, was buying different glasses to look at this, and they didn't see nothing, you know. So like I said, not only did they absorb and get our power, they also got our money. A lot
yeah.
of people made special trips
Everybody
to go
had.
To places
yeah,
to
glass.
Look at this, you know. So they made a lot of money. And a quick question, and I hope Brother X is still listening. Think to yourself, why, when we're in pain or when we're sick, do we moan and groan? We hum and cry, either externally or internally. Why do we make these sounds? What we're doing is the body recognizes what we don't, and the body is finding its particular frequency and vibration during those
mm-hmm.
moans and groans, during that
wow.
crying and that humming.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
We got to start picking up on these things, because these things are happening. This is part of us understanding how we can cure ourselves through the vibration and sound, because your body does it, regardless if we recognize it or not. I'm over here rocking, and I'm moaning while I'm rocking, because your body's trying to find that right frequency that helps heal you, helps repair whatever damage has occurred to your body. So, again, see, we're getting into these times where we are, like Brother Kwame said, it's up to us to fix us. We are who we've been waiting on. With things like this, classes like this, when we just talk about these, it's the activation through conversation, then meditation. That's how we do it. Once we hear certain conversations, certain words, it activates us. Then we go inward
True.
And we go through our meditation. Some people call it prayer. It's no problem. It's the same number to me. But, again, we do these things and go inward, because that's where it's all coming from. We are concerned about too many things on the outside. And as we noted about the earthquake that happened in New York, in these strange places now, it's no coincidence that it was a 4.8 magnitude earthquake, and yesterday's eclipse was on 4.8, April 8th.
Mm.
See, it was just like saying coming from, what was it, a week or 2 weeks ago, Good Friday, and then they call it Easter Sunday, but they also now tell you it's Easter Monday, because we've been talking about the 3 days that don't add up. It's Good Friday is a Friday. Sunday ain't 3 days. It would be Monday. But again, we saw all these different things because it's the magnetic energy that was interfering, and that's what Brother Kwame said, the interference that they're trying to do with these chemtrails and even different satellites that they now sent up. They sent some satellites up called Mimic that was supposed to mimic the eclipse. Why in the hell you want to mimic something that's natural? What are y'all doing? What are you mimicking? See, but that's what they're doing. They're interfering. They're blocking the frequency, the sound, and vibration that all these solar events are releasing and giving to us. So, yeah, we got to take that power back and stop listening to them and running out and doing things and buying all this garbage to see something, again, that we are. What am I going to see? What I'm? It's in you. You can't see what's in you because it's in you. So you're looking up at something happening in you, trying to see it in the sky. That ain't going to happen. You don't see what they want you to see. See? Because we should
That's
feel it
true.
Just like you felt it, just like I feel it.
Yeah.
We feel the energy. We feel
yeah.
it. And they know it. And they're trying to extract that energy from us. So with that, I'm going to lay back and listen to the family chime in. Thank you, Sister Bev and family.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let's go to 904-303. 904.
Beverly D, how you doing? I ain't talked to you in a long time. This is Tahaka Monael Bay. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You got a wonderful broadcast going on tonight. Y'all talking about the the
Eclipse.
Eclipse and all of that stuff there. And your brother was mentioning about the mathematics and stuff. All of this is fantastic. Y'all got it going on, man. I tell you what. But I would like to ask a few questions to see if you all have heard about a few things. Because he was actually absolutely correct. Everybody looking up. And my first question is, what have y'all been looking at down here about Yellowstone National Park? Has anybody been looking over there to the left a little bit and checking on what's going on about it? And if we
anybody?
Had... If we had a pandemic, then why? Because, you know, I'm a scientist. And if you tell me something, I want to look at all the bottom lines, the ins and outs, right to the left, the whole 9 yards before we come to a conclusion about anything. If there was a pandemic, because I know what a pandemic looks like. All you got to do is look at the Black Death of Europe. That was a pandemic. And but in America, it seems we got this organized system about a pandemic to the point where they say, okay, we got to stand 6 feet apart. Well, science has already proved that if you sneeze, it go beyond 6 feet. So what's that all about? And then, because when I first heard it, you know me, I got my own radio show, you know, international, worldwide, all that. So I called, first I called Oakland, then I called Fresno, I called Washington State, New York, I think I did Chicago, I know I did Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and I did Miami, and up to Miami for six. I said, I need y'all to go by the cemetery and look in the cemetery, look and see if you see a whole lot of activity there. Then I need you to go over there to the funeral home, call the funeral home and ask them, has their business increased since it been announced as there's a pandemic? And they all called me back and told me, no, 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 no. I said, well, all right, I'm going to ride out here and I'll call y'all back. So I rode out and I don't see nothing either. And then, lo and behold, one day there was a sister that came on the Facebook thing and put a post up there. She said she went into a clinic that was packed full of people and they had a book for you to sign, and she signed a book to wait so she could be tested for a pandemic. And but she had to go pick up her grandbaby, so she couldn't stay, so she left. But then she said later on that same day she got an email that said she had tested positive for coronavirus. You got it? You got that one?
Yeah, well, so we did the same thing. We had some of the callers from different cities go look in the emergency room to see was it, because they was claiming it was all packed, and they wasn't packed, and these was different cities. And then we found out they had dummies that was supposed to be real people covered up. They had dummies with cover on them. So.
All right. Well, now, that ought to tell us up in the 21st century, because I wasn't so lucky back in 1969, 68, 67, 70, you know, back then. I wasn't so lucky back then. But now it's all out in the open. And I'm to the conclusion that if someone says, look up, the first thing I'm going to do is look down. If it's to the right, I'm looking to the left. And
exactly.
If we do that, I think we'll be much more successful. That's the point I want to bring out.
Yeah, you're right. Because through the research of Dr. X, we're seeing that we've been fed a bunch of lies. So that's logical. If we know that a person is lying and they constantly telling us to go a certain way, and we know that they're going to lie and tell us the wrong way, why we keep going, listening to them and going the way they tell us to go?
Well, it's easy to do if I can convince you that you need to believe in something
mm-hmm.
outside of you.
Yeah.
If I can convince you to do that, then it's easy for me to do that. How is it humanly possible for you to leave Palestine black and come back white? How is that possible?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Russia just put all the, went into and let the pictures out of the biblical people that they claim Jesus. I don't know if they real or not, but the Russians pulled all these pictures of black folks.
Well,
and said they, you know.
The only thing that I've ever seen is this, and I, you know, somebody may have seen something different, but
mm-hmm.
all I've ever seen, as long as I've been living, as far as a biblical character that's alive with
mm-hmm.
a biblical body or something like that, a mummy or anything like that, always us. I have
mm-hmm.
never in the history of the world see any other biblical character outside of ancient Egypt that looked like us. Never. Even in the Americas, I ain't never seen it in the history of the world.
So why is certain people saying that they chose them?
Say that again?
Why is certain people... say that we call them Old Testament, but why are certain Jewish people say that they are the chosen one?
Beverly, you know what? I know when people messing with me. Now you know doggone well that they can, how you gonna have a Jew that live 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, whatever you want to call it, that is a Jew, when the alphabet J just came out in the middle of the latter half of the 16th century. It is impossible.
Mm.
If it wasn't no J, where you get the word Jeremiah from? Where you get John, Jacob, Jones, Jennifer,
Jesus,
Janice? Jesus, where it came from? How you get that? And then why you have the whole world need to be upset and sad about what Hitler done to the Jews? Totally overlooking the fact of hundreds of thousands and millions of people that look like me that's totally off the record. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't trying to upset the apple cart. I'm just throwing a few apples off of it. That's all I want to say. Let you another question.
Okay. No, that's it. Thank you for coming to the table. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to let someone else. 215. 432, you at the table. Hotep, better love.
Better love, Sister Bev. How are you?
Great, great.
All right, same here. I heard y'all talk about the eclipse and the earthquake, so I'm going to
mm-hmm.
start with the earthquake.
Okay.
So I was in the house. I was listening to music. had my music up loud, like, and I mean loud. My sister was there, my nephews were there. So we just listening to the music, and it was up loud. So the dogs start barking. They barking, but we telling the dogs to shut up. Like, it's somebody outside. It's the music. Like, what's wrong with y'all dogs? Like, and I was like, hold on, y'all. Let me go downstairs. I go downstairs. Everybody on the block coming out like, yo, you just felt that? Y'all felt that? It felt like the house was shaking. And I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. So I just went back in the house. I ain't even elaborate. Came back in the house. I'm getting all these texts, all these phone calls. Yo, you know, it was an earthquake. I'm like, earthquake? I didn't even feel it. Like, I didn't even. It must have been the speaker. It had to have been the speaker.
Okay.
I ain't feel nothing. So that was that. Then this eclipse. I never looked up at it. Sister Bev, you know, I'm here in Philly, so it went past us.
Okay.
Like, it came past us. I never looked up. Everybody was outside with the glasses. First of all, I ain't trust the glasses. Like, when they selling the glasses at the corner bodega, I'm cool. They sold them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
People was on the corner selling these glasses. I don't even know if y'all got the real thing. So I never grabbed them, and it was this older lady. She was standing on her step, and she had the glasses, and she looking up. And I tell her, because I seen it on social media, that they recalling a lot of them glasses. So I'm like, miss. I'm like, why you got the glasses? She like, they say that we need the glasses in order to see the eclipse. I said, well, what about if you was in the rainforest or in Africa and you ain't know nothing about no technology and you just happen to look up? What you think, your eyes gonna burn out your head? She was like, no, but they said it's gonna damage your retina. I'm like, well, you don't think your retina been damaged already? How many times you think you done looked at the sun for a couple of seconds? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I didn't buy into that. And I thought that the glasses, I don't know, I think the glasses gonna mess a lot of people's vision up. It's just something about it that I just wasn't feeling. And I'm like, I ain't even gonna buy them. But I didn't look up at it. It's funny the brother said what he said, because I went to the store and I could have looked up, you know, it looked like it was about to rain. That's what it looked like. Like, it got dark, like it was about to rain.
Yeah,
and,
same here.
I don't know. Something told me, like, keep my eyes down.
Me
and it's
too.
Funny that the brother said that, because something told me, keep your eyes down. Don't look up at it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes level. Worried about what's going on around you. But yeah, I just found it funny. And I totally forgot the earthquake happened on 4/8. the earthquake was a 4.8 and the eclipse was 4/8. Like, I didn't even put that together. That was amazing. But I came in kind of late. Is Dr. Rob okay? Brother Rob okay?
Well, he's not feeling too good, so he tried to do the show, but he had to leave us.
Okay. All right, well, I wish him well.
We sending energies over there to him, healing energies. And like Eddie say, Kwame said that, you know, these were some healing energies here too that we were sitting. Well, was you able to feel it? Because I was just doing my thing, going, you know, just doing my daily things. And I didn't look up, but I could feel it. When it came, it came all of a sudden. So were you able to feel it?
I don't know what I feel, but I'm going to tell you this, Sister Beth. So I was listening to, you probably heard of the singer called Brett Fayez. So I was listening to his song, like one of his songs is called Where You At. So I'm dealing with this girl, and we in like this rocky point or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while I was listening to the song, I was imagining us back in our good graces, like how we was.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bev, that's when the dog started barking and there was an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
No lie.
Okay.
I don't know. I had my eyes closed just listening to the music, and I was just envisioning and imagining, you know, us back in our good graces or whatever. that same night, I went to work because she worked with me. She don't work directly in my department, but she worked with me too, though. I went to work. Sister Beth, the silent treatment is going. We back regular. Like, I don't know what happened. I, you know me. I was sitting up here thinking, like, hey, did I manifest an earthquake? Because I wanted to be back with her and all this stuff. Did I manifest this earthquake? And then we got back in our good graces. But when it was happening, I just found it funny that I wanted to listen to that specific song. And I found it funny on what I was manifesting at that period of time, and then the earthquake happened. And I did feel something. I did feel something that day. And inside of me, because the dogs kept barking. The dogs was barking before we put the music on. And they was going crazy before we put the music on. And I'm like, what is up with these dogs? Like, what is up with them? And something happening outside, but it was early in the day. So, you know, people going to work or whatever the case might be, or, you know, it's the hood. It's always noises. Like, what are y'all barking at? Unless it's gunshots, y'all need to shut up. But, you know, animals can feel things.
Yeah.
So, but while the music was on and the dogs was barking, I don't know, I felt this. I felt something in my solar plex. Like, I felt the energy in my solar plex, and then that's when something was like, get up and see what they barking at. And then that's when I went to the door, and people outside asked me, did you hear this? Did you hear that? But I did feel something in my solar plex. And that period of time, I was manifesting my situation get back where it's supposed to be.
Okay. And well, it worked.
So, thank you, Earth. Thank you, Earthquake. Because I'm back in my relationship. I'm back in my relationship. But,
okay. That's a good thing.
But I've been, I got to catch back up on the show, Sister Beth, because I told y'all I'm an online casino dealer. So that, it be having I work overnight. It be having me, I don't know, Sister Beth, like I think I got to quit. I don't know. It be having me in this, I don't know, like I'm missing out on life because I work overnight. I get off. I'm home by 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sleeping my life away. Then I'm trying to get up. I'm still trying to go outside. I'm still trying to, you know, be sociable and stuff like that. And it's just like I've been missing the shows, but I've been trying to catch back up. I've been trying to catch back up. And
well,
thought,
you know,
tonight I'd be able to
archive.
Yeah. I've been listening to the archives, and I've been catching up on some of the shows. And I was yesterday I was listening to one of Brother Eric's shows that he had with you. So everything's going great, going good. I'm just trying to hear about Brother Rob, but yeah, this eclipse and this earthquake was something else. And I did find it funny. Me and my cousins, we got a group chat, and I find it funny that it was a 7.8 in Taiwan. Then we got ours. I keep telling people, some people listen, you know, some people don't. It got to be weather wars going on, in my opinion. In my opinion,
yeah.
I think that was just for an earthquake to start in New Jersey is crazy. In North Jersey, they do have mountains and stuff like that or whatever the case might be, but it's just like, I don't know. I don't feel like it was a natural occurrence, in my personal opinion.
Always trust your feelings.
Not for an earthquake to happen in New Jersey. That was just crazy. But I'm gonna let somebody else chime in. I'm gonna sit back.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Better love. 740. You're live.
Hey, peace, family. Sister Beth, how you doing?
How you doing, Jeff?
Not too bad.
Great. Great.
I hear we have a family member that may be under the weather, huh?
Yeah, Dr. X. He tried to do the show, but he wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, let me take a little moment and send him out some love and, you know,
yeah,
say some prayers for him. And yeah, it's been a long time coming. I jumped on the show late, Bev. I didn't bring a lot to the table tonight. However, I just wanted to let you know I missed your voice and miss Rob's and, you know, the family getting together.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like,
last
week.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of
Blog
crazy.
Talk was down last week. So we just,
yeah.
we just at the mom table and we talk whatever you want to bring to the table. And we was talking about the eclipse.
Oh, my God. Felt like I had a heart attack, like a weight was sitting on my chest the day before.
Yes, yes, that was that, yes. Okay, you felt the heaviness, yeah.
I slept, I was just in bed, I got up, drank water, that was it. So I'm on my second day of fasting right now, just water. It feels pretty good so far. Got a lot of energy. Yeah, I'm gonna see how this is gonna go. Tomorrow will be my last day of fasting. I want to do the 72-hour water fast. Just to help see if that'll help get rid of some of the stuff, some of the injuries I sustained. But nonetheless, what a remarkable event! It was very powerful. A lot of indigenous spirituality came through, as far as I'm concerned. Thank goodness, thank God, the sun has come back to life, you know. New beginnings for a lot of folks. I got so much paperwork done today. It was not even funny. I was so happy. So this was a huge monumental event as far as I'm concerned. I hope everyone else can feel the same and just moving forward in their lives, you know, getting rid of all the negativity and, you know, just trying to think positive, you know, just being mindful, love yourself, hug yourself, you know, go for a walk, you know, taking things that are good for you. It might not taste good, but, you know, and that's all I have to say, Sister Babe. I ain't really got much. I appreciate
okay.
the time.
All right. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
Anybody else at the table have anything you want to say? You have a floor. So if we don't have anything else, go ahead. If we don't have anything else to say, I'm going to go inside. Go ahead.
I was on Alex Jones' show, and I heard that I'm just, you know, one in the family. I go out, I'm outside, but I try to stay away from, like, large events, like concerts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was hearing
mm-hmm.
that U.S. intelligence telling everybody, you know, stay away from large crowd and all that type of stuff. So if you getting tipped off like that, family, and these large events and concerts and all that, and you know, some of us, you know, we still conscious, but we still be outside. I still be outside. I'm a conscious outside person. But I'm just warning people, like, you know, large gatherings, you know, kind of veer away from it. New York City, I know it's kind of harder. But, like, here in Philly, like, I don't be on the sub. I don't be on the L train. Like, I don't do that because of all the migrants. And a lot of these migrants that's here, they ain't looking for a better life. They're being sent here for whatever purpose, whatever reason. So just be mindful and be vigilant. You know what I mean? We just had that eclipse. We just had an earthquake. You don't know how these crazy ass people gonna react next or what they got up their sleeve. But just stay vigilant.
Well, here in Michigan, I mean, they've been partying. We got the NFL. Coming here, the picks
right.
coming here in a couple of weeks. We had the baseball, they first game. So it's been a lot of partying in the streets here in Michigan, in Detroit. Mm-hmm.
So now that it's getting hot again, because today we
yeah.
were 72, now it's getting hot again.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming
yes.
outside. Everybody's
yes.
going to these different venues and this, that, and the third. And a lot of people have forgotten or don't care. They're just not on that level of understanding, you know, how many migrants come in. You know, they haven't seen the videos where it ain't no Hispanics. It's all Chinese. It's all Arab. You get what I'm saying? Like, they don't, they're not cognizant of that. So being as though they're not up on game, that just leaves people out in the open, and it's hot, and people just forgetting, and they just want to get back to normal life. But we got to just be vigilant and be mindful that they got some stuff up their sleeve. You know what I mean? Israel lost the PR war.
And Sister Bev,
you
just,
don't know what they
got
right up their sleeve.
You crazy.
Go ahead,
brother. Just
yeah, I was just mentioning, we just had a thunderstorm here. It went on for about an hour.
Okay.
Well, I like to chime in on what the brothers was just saying about the immigrants and stuff coming in. I like people to just think for a minute. And I mean, this ain't brand new. This has happened to before.
True.
Anytime somebody come from another country upon your land, they're going to bring their customs, their culture, their language, their crimes, their beliefs, and everything else with them every single time. And it's not brand new. This happened, 400-500 years ago.
Yeah, but sorry.
You have indigenous people on this land, and then you look across the ocean, and here come these boats and stuff with something that you ain't never seen before in your life. They skin color don't even match yours. And you welcome them because you're kind and generous people. But once they got up in here, then what happened? Same thing is happening today. Now, you have to be able to recognize it in order to deal with it. Because if you don't recognize it up front, you could very well be a victim of it. Now, let me tell you something, man. And I've seen this with my own eyes. And don't get it wrong, man. And I don't want to scare nobody. But back in the days in the 70s and stuff, I was accustomed to hanging out the windows of Fleetwood Cadillac with shotguns and pulling the trigger and all of that there. But I got away from that. But one day, I was in Walmart. And I done bought the groceries that I had to buy. And when I started waiting on the girls and the babies to come out, and I leaned up against the wall with my basket full of my little goodies, and there was a man standing there with a phone in his hand. And I noticed that here come a Asian guy, here come two more guys that appeared to be of Eastern descent. They was on the right and stuff because I'm always reminded about my surroundings. And the guy that was taking the baskets out the parking lot, he get a big old chain of them, he bring them in. And he, when he got around to put them in the rights and stuff, there's this guy who refused to move unless you tell me to move. He said, excuse me, bro. And he said, oh, okay. And then he moved up a little bit, and the guy ran in and put him in there. Then he goes back out, and he get a whole nother right. Same guy. He's standing there again. You need to tell me to move. He got a schema. Let me get it in. I'm looking at this hill, and I'm like, what is this? I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I ain't never seen this kind of arrogance in my life. I said, we in trouble. Now, my crew is dead. They all done died and gone away. We ain't the Magnificent Seven like we used to be, where we go down up in the police department and start shooting. They dead. That don't mean I am. However, when I seen that there, I knew that America was in trouble because I tried to multiply this in my mind in all 52 states. Do you mean to tell me that you're here, you're brand new to somebody that gave you a nickel or a dime, and you think you are better than me without a nationality? Do you think so?
And you They've been told that.
All right. Well, all right. I don't want to hold up your show, but I tell you what. Let's go to work. How about that? I'm off.
We're all American nationals.
I'm going to say this to piggyback off of what he said, and what he said hit home. They bring their cultures and their customs over with them, right? You could be in line and an Asian person be right up on your ass, and you be having to turn around like, yo, can you back up? That's in their country, they got to get it first. They got to get to it first. They got to do this, that, and the third first. And then you get these people that come from these communist countries, or they got to do what the government tell them to do. And now that they're in America, they don't know how to live on their own. I don't know, but they're bringing their cultures, they're bringing their customs here, and they're making it bad for us at my job, right? Now, the company that I work for, it does all the live casino gaming for every casino you could think of. I'm a part of FanDuel. They just dedicated me. I stay in FanDuel. I don't go to no other casino in the building. I just stay in FanDuel. First of all, they want us working like robots, right? But
somebody needs to mute themselves. Somebody needs to mute.
It's water.
Okay. Go ahead.
So being as though it's a European country, they've brought all types of European laws and rules and regulations to the job that's like so un-American you wouldn't even believe it. But we getting money. So, we overlooking a lot of this stuff. And me, I don't be overlooking nothing. They call me a rebel without a cause. But one of the things that really bothered me, and it's a European, it's a universal thing at this point, but won't no American company make you do that? So if you're a woman, you know how women have to dress in a casino. It's a certain look that they want the women to have. But if a woman wants to wear the slacks, the white dress shirt with the black vest and the bow tie, do you know they gotta go into their profile and they have to make themselves non-binary in order to receive pants, a shirt, and a vest?
Wow. What?
So this one girl, she wear a dress. So I seen her. Like right before it got hot, it was still cold. So I seen her and I was like, "Yo, like, why you ain't wearing a dress?" She's like, "I had to tell them I'm not buying it because I'll be cold up in here." And I'm like, "You really?" I'm like, "Do you consider yourself they, them, non-binary, whatever new crap they got going on?" She like, "No." I'm like, "We both the same age." Well, she a year younger than me. She 35, I'm 36. I'm like, "Do you feel as though that was right spiritually?" She was like, "No, I talked to my mom about it and everything." Like, I'm like, this is this European company's bullcrap. And they're in America, and, they think, oh, we can just get to do what we want. But that's like, you're infringing upon what I want to call myself. I might really naturally be cold. You understand what I'm saying? So you want me to disregard the fact that, hey, she's a woman, and I just want to be a woman that wear pants and a shirt because I'm cold. I have to then tell you I'm they, them, and I'm non-binary in order to wear pants? There is no job in America where the women have to wear dresses and then they have to up and say, I'm they, them, in order to wear pants. I have never heard of that. Now, at 36, I done did it all.
Well, that's how they changed
it.
Happened
Easter Sunday. This Easter Sunday, Biden just signed a transgender. Trance Easter Sunday, he signed a proclamation for transgenders to have their rights to be transgender and not be discriminated.
But I see that on social media.
I have a question now. Okay, if you want me to accept you as you are telling me that you are, the only question I have is, if you want me to accept you as you are now, why in the heck didn't you accept yourself when you came out your mama womb with what you already had?
Mental illness.
Yeah, it's a mental illness going rampant. This is crazy. Since I've been working at this casino, I have never seen, but it's so many transgenders in there. And it's sick. We got this one transgender, you could tell he looked like he just put on a wig. The other day, he looked like Chaka Khan. He looked like a woman. I'm at my table. I'm doing blackjack. I'm at the table next to him. He looked like a woman, but smelled like a man. How are you letting these people? It's sick.
Well,
and we gonna be damaged by
it.
You can't say certain things on our land. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Who was talking? Well,
when they brought up Biden, I was downtown at the federal building, and there's a post office in there. And no Joe Biden, only Kamala Harris' picture was up.
We can't hear you. You say who picture was up?
Only Kamala Harris' picture was up.
Joe Biden's picture wasn't there?
No, it was
removed. Was his picture ever up?
Yes, it was up at one point?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was.
Oh, so that's telling you what they're getting ready to do.
Yep.
Replace him.
When someone mentioned it a couple of days ago, I was in the bank. I was like, oh, damn, snap. That is, oh, man, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
But look at but that law was signed under Barack Obama first, though, wasn't it? Because I was on social media and I was on the comments, and people in the comments were telling the guy who posted that they like you misleading the people. Barack Obama signed that into law years ago. This stuff, Easter, it just so happened that Easter fell on that day, but that day always was like Trans Visibility Day since Barack Obama. Is that true?
Yeah, I heard that too. I don't know. I heard that too. Just happened. Easter just happened to fall on the 31st.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to ask
a
question now. Sister, can I ask another question?
You can ask all the
questions you want. We can go on with this all night long, but my question is, in y'all opinion, what is the solution to the problem? What will you do personally as a solution to the problem based on what you know back in the day that was always a solution that got peace in the valley? What is your opinion of the solution?
My opinion would be it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to stay in your delusion. These people are deluded and on a mass scale. Somebody needs to come on CNN, one of them programs, something, a social media podcast, I don't know. But the discussion needs to be had. It's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay for you to stay in your delusion and you need to come up out of it. Enough is enough. It needs to be talked about. The mental illness needs to be talked about on a massive scale. Because these people is crazy.
But
last summer, remember how Brother Rob, and you know we see in the news reports, all these mass shooters, all these people, they be transgender. Last summer we had two shootings in Philadelphia. The one tranny that went crazy down Southwest Philly just went on a shooting rampage. Later on in the summer, closer to the fall, we had a butch lesbian shoot a bus driver on the bus 5 blocks away from him. But no, I guess she got in an argument with him or whatever the case might be, shot him on the bus. These people have a problem. They taking hormone pills. Like, this is going to be a problem. They already got medicine on TV. The side effects may cause suicide, may cause such and such thoughts or whatever the case. Like, we really got to have a large discussion about this mental illness. That's what I think the solution is. The only other solution is to kill them. And you know, you can't say that.
Beverly, you better get in here.
Let me let the general at the table. General, you at the table.
Hurry up.
Hello? 405 West. Your hand
peace and
is
love.
Crazy.
Forgive me. I was on mute. Forgive me.
Oh, okay. This
peace and love, family.
Okay. I thought this was
you
West.
Thought I
peace
was
and love. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Y'all got the same area code, okay?
It's the mailman. I'm 405.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
How's the family been doing?
Great.
Mel, how you been doing? You ain't been around,
I'm
man.
Good.
How you been doing? Getting ready
I'm
to get
good.
Married, man. I know you're coming up on your day.
Man, I got 10 days. Too.
Sorry about that.
You getting married?
10 days.
Congratulations.
Sister Bear, quit being so surprised. I'm going to do it proudly.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope Dr. X is okay. He sounded like he wasn't feeling too well. So.
No, he wasn't.
Brother Eddie, I got so much to ask, so many questions. This eclipse is, man, this whole thing. I've been asking y'all about the travel of the moon and the sun for years now, and nobody can't answer my questions, but it's very strange. I'm watching all of the things going on with the people. Like, it's quiet, but it's not quiet. It's like under the rug, and it's like I feel like the distraction. We had white folks laying out in their yards, and people were traveling from all over the country, like, to come see this eclipse. And I'm like, man, I don't know. But the birds stopped chirping. Everything got quiet, and I got a little dizzy, and I was like, because I kept looking at it without my, it was weird. Excuse me.
I didn't try
but
to
I
look at it. I just felt it. Go ahead.
You could feel it, huh? It was like everything got kind of like quiet, like the wind stopped blowing. But I did notice that morning, oh, man, the chemtrails were so heavy, like much more heavy, where the people that don't even realize it was even looking like, what is that? What is that up there? What are they doing up there? And I was like, they getting ready for y'all now. They prepared for
yeah.
Beth. Hey,
yeah.
Bro, not to break you up, Sister Beth, I'm going to send you a picture. The day after the eclipse, I sent it to one of my cousins. Mm-hmm. It was a big X. Chemtrail in the sky. The day after.
Oh, they made
I'm sorry, brother.
Nah, you good, man. I just miss y'all, man. Don't think that I don't love y'all and don't, you know, think about y'all. I'm in the scenes. I'm behind the scenes. But I've been doing a lot, man. I've been bettering myself. I've been focusing, and I'm going to need all y'all. I'm going to need my village, man, because I got a long way to go. And that's real talk.
It takes one step at a time, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, brother,
one step at a time,
I congratulate
you. One thought at a time.
Well,
I congratulate you, bro.
Man, thank you, man. This is
good. You know, it's hard to marry. It's hard to marry.
Man.
It's hard to social media.
I don't even
want to
do
it
that
way. Yeah, I do. I hear you. But it's hard. I don't even want to do it that way. And now just to get our marriage license, you can't go to the courthouse and get married no more. They don't do that no more. You got to make an appointment just to get your marriage license. You got to blow images, your IDs and things just to get your appointment. It's crazy. Like they don't want that.
They're stealing information from you. They're stealing your information.
That's all it is. Why do they need digital images of all my credentials in order for me to apply for a license? And I don't understand that, but that's their requirements now. And they say if you don't provide these documents at a certain time, then they'll cancel your appointment. And so I was thinking maybe I could just do it, man. I don't need a license. I don't want their license in the first place.
Can you do cutting?
Well, yeah. First of all, hold on a minute now. First of all, if it's a license, that means that it don't have nothing to do with you. That's somebody else's property.
Exactly.
A license, all you got to do is take your driving license and turn it over on the back, and if you understand what it says on the back, it's telling you that's their property.
It don't belong to you.
Right.
But
now,
when
it comes to somebody asked me, say, and I'm a national. But somebody say, well, what's your nationality? I say, well, I'm a citizen of Florida. I'm not the state of Florida, but Florida State Republic. I am a citizen. When you come to my house, there's no address because I ain't no cotton-picking resident. I'm not your property. I'm a man, and I can prove it. But if you look at all the documentation that you got from everybody else, your bank statement, your driver's license, your Social Security card, anything you get from them is always got you listed in all caps. So let's look up the definition of a corporation. It tells you the same thing. When you go to the cemetery and you look at all the gravestones, they're in all caps. That's because everybody else on the ground is dead. So either you're dead or you alive. You're going to either be a man or you ain't. If you ain't a man, then you're dead.
So, Bev, what is that? That bond.
But that's
that
what
that
I was
bond,
yeah. Bev? Yes, his marriage license is a bond, and so
that's
it's worth something. But he can't.
And if she can't stand my stinking drawers no more, I got to go back to them and ask permission to dissolve that bond. Yeah.
All right, but then if that's the case, and you don't want that, then you're going to marry somebody, because the marriage contract only benefits the woman, don't benefit nobody with no balls. So what you got to do is you got to create your own vows and stuff and pronounce yourself man and woman, put it under contract, because everything in America operates under continuous series of contract under what's called contract law.
We could create our own contract.
That contract.
I was about to say, create your own and go to the Notary Public and get it notarized.
Well, if you create a contract, it benefits you. If somebody else creates a contract, it benefits them. You get a light bill every month, a gas bill every month. Those are their contracts, and you the one paying. You got to switch it around.
Yeah.
But if it's a bond, how come you can't get credit from that bond?
Well, you can if you know how.
If I can't, why come I can't be a beneficiary of that bond?
You are. It's collect. It's getting the credit from it. I mean, your driver's license is a bond. Your birth certificate is a bond. You're dealing with this your all caps is a corporation.
But there,
so
corporation.
You,
It goes further than that. When you see your name in all caps, that is the trust. Do you understand trust law?
Yes.
Look
yes,
it
sir.
Up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you
Bev,
if you got a
benefit, go ahead, Kwame.
Bev,
what you say?
What you
yeah.
say, though?
No, the brother is saying about it getting married. Go to a Christian store, buy you a black Bible. In the front of the Bible, it has marriage certificate, death certificate, and birth certificates. You ain't got to go get their certificates, and that is a legal document.
Yeah.
Well,
how
the
about
black
this?
Bible?
Witness,
yeah.
How about this right here? Well, all right, how about this right here? Why don't you do this right here?
What?
All right, now you in love with your wife. Your wife is in love with you. Y'all decide y'all going to get married. Now, keep in mind that whoever creates the contract benefits them. The United States of America does not interfere with your right to make contract. So you're going to create your own contract. You and her get together. Y'all decide y'all going to get married. So you get her. Here go your book right there. Get your family members to sign that. I get mine. To put their name down there and their address and all that.
I have witnesses.
And what we're going to do is pronounce each other man and wife. We're going to get this notarized. Our contract is in full effect, and we don't have to register it with nobody. Anybody breach our house of security, we got proof that we are husband and wife. Now they are liable and we ain't.
Because
well,
they
like,
in our kind. But my question
just like
is,
Kwame
so
saying.
I,
go ahead. What's your question? No,
my
just
question
like Kwame
is,
said, put it in the Bible. That's how we did it. That's legal.
That's
go
how
ahead.
We used to do
right.
it. That's
right.
how we used to do it, and that's
it's
how family
illegal,
records
it's still
were
legal document.
Yeah. Okay,
still
so
illegal.
With the notary,
still a legal document until they take
Brother
it out
Kwame.
Of the courtroom, still the court is still a legal document. What did they
Brother
tell you
Kwame.
Put your hand on in the courtroom?
The Bible.
And
my
of,
question
instead
is,
of registered with them, you put it in the newspaper.
And make it public record.
Yes,
get
exactly.
public record.
Go ahead,
right.
Beverly.
Yeah.
Right. So my question is, my question is, but if I go to a notary republic, a notary, then isn't that entering them back into, or that's
no.
just a witness?
But you don't have to go to a notary.
Let me put it to you this way. A notary told me, and my partner, the FBI came out and said, did you notarize the documents? He said, yes, I did. Well,
legal
document. Yes, I did. He said, my job is to notarize the documents for the man or woman that's standing in front of me in the story. The feds got in their truck and cars and pulled off in real life right down here in Florida. The United States don't interfere with your right to make contract. If you don't create contract, it don't benefit you.
Now,
if you don't write
you
the contract,
the
it
state,
does not benefit you.
What
there
state
you go.
Do you live in? What state do you live in?
I'm in
I live in Florida.
You're in Florida?
Yeah.
The one who gets... Who are you talking about?
See,
the one
I'm in Oklahoma.
State,
I'm in Oklahoma.
Each state has certain laws that says common law marriage. Is that if you
well,
with that person over X amount of years...
First of all, a state can't make no law. Each state today is a separate country. The United
they're giving
States
them the power. To, they've given them the power with the abortion.
Corporations.
Yeah, it is basically. And but if I go to the court clerk and register as a common law or a domestic partner, it's still making a contract. I'm still entering. Well. Not necessarily a contract. What I'm doing is declarating. I'm making a declaration.
Well,
so
I tell you
saying,
what, you just said the first few words you said is the wrong thing anyway. What the hell
okay.
you need that permission to do anything about what you decide to do as a living, breathing man. When all you got in your wallet is a corporation. Even when you go to the cemetery, you see all the gravestone marks and all caps, so that means that ain't you. Look up the definition of the word corpse or corporation.
I get it. Corpse.
Are you going to be a man? Is you dead or alive? Which one? If the United States is not interfering with you, you're right.
I'm not on maritime law. I'm on the law of the land.
What land are you referring to? Which one?
This land that my family and that I can document that my family comes from here. None of my family come from Africa that I can document or was slaves.
That don't have nothing to do with what we're talking about. What I'm trying to talk to you about is your right, and you cannot deny, and any judge in America would tell you there's no excuse in the world for you not knowing the law.
Yeah. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
What biblical word out your mouth, they know where you got it from, and the law is right there in all the their records and the ancient records. Even the Emerald Tablets and the Enuma Elish is all right there. The law.
Okay, so when my great-grandmother died, the family fought over the family Bible. Because it had all the signatures, it had all the documents, it had all the records of our family. So if I create my own Bible, my own black, we used to call it a black Bible, and I get witnesses to all my family, if I get 100 of my family members to sign and say they witness our marriage, what do I need Oklahoma law?
Based on what you just told me, if you're going to be doing that, then you're going to need an injunction, and you're going to have to put proof on the table.
Put it
in the newspaper. You made it.
And put,
that,
make
that's
it public it. Knowledge.
That's a,
make it public
that's
knowledge.
Knowledge.
That's all you got to do.
You, well done.
How does your fiance feel
about it?
The question I got is, you take that money.
Wait, y'all. Kwame, what's your question?
The question is, if you send that Bible to his house registered mail, is that legal document?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Bev told me.
And you got the receipt. And you had to read your receipts from that, too.
You got to be careful now. Because he said that if you send that Bible to me, registered mail, now you know what done happened. We got
what?
The post office, and now it's been changed to the postal service. So if he sent it to me certified mail with return receipt, that means I got to sign for it. If he don't and send me to register mail, and I say, well, I don't know nothing about that right there, they take it back. What the hell that they have to do with me? I don't like cussing, but you know, I'm just asking.
He's not gonna get no receipt unless you receive it. That's what he get his receipt for, to let him know that you received.
But where does the receipt
come
from? If he sends it register mail, do I sign for it or do I not?
Sending it to himself.
No, I'm sending it to you as a witness. And
no,
Bev told me, because Brother Kwame, hold on, because I'm like 5 minutes from the right post office. I'm going to the post office, like Bev taught me, with the water. It got to have water next to it. And they got to have the security guard. I'm going to the official office. You hear me?
Now, that's the government. That's the government.
All
right. Right there.
I'm going to send it correctly. But who do I send it to?
Send it to yourself, like Kwame say.
With a $1 stamp?
Yeah.
Okay, Beverly, I'm gonna help you out a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. We're
okay.
trying to learn law okay. in 5 minutes. Let's go, y'all.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and get my family to witness it. And I document everything, and then I'll
Well, you are already that, all of that's supposed to already be in the affidavit. All your injunction or whatever you send it is supposed to already been there before the notary notarize it. This in it.
No,
like
I put that $1 stamp on it, and shit, it's local. It'll be there the next day or 2 days.
I'm talking about the bomb that you sent it. We ain't talking about the delivery because we're talking about. Certified mail versus certified mail with return receipt. Two different things. We got the post office and then
certified
we got the postal service.
And registered.
Certified. But I need to go on and contact the newspaper tomorrow and put the ad out and put the notice out that we going to marry.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm being honest.
No. You put it in.
Oh,
the
you
paper.
Do it afterwards.
And you do the legal news, not just the. We put it in the legal news.
See, y'all laughing at me, and I'm trying to get some knowledge.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
But I'm saying, I thought I was supposed to.
Wait a minute. Why would you do that here? Okay, you gonna send. Let's say you're gonna send an affidavit somewhere. All right. Now you won't. To get the other party to know that you're going to do to them. So
you got
to
give them notice. That's why I say I send it before I get married so I can give them a chance to.
Okay,
so when
wait,
they say,
wait, hold on, Kwame.
Hold on, Kwame.
That's not Kwame. That's not Kwame.
Hold on. What I'm saying is, who is that?
No.
None of your business. Keep talking.
All right. So am I, like they say, In the ceremony, anybody has any objections? Just like if they want to start a business in your neighborhood or something, they gonna put it out there in the public. Anybody that has any objections to this, speak now or forever hold your peace. So I put a notice out, and then if don't nobody object to it, then I go through it, and then I send another notice out to say this has been done.
It's done.
Right.
Yeah.
But am I wrong for that?
Yeah, because, see,
okay,
the thing
Kwame.
Is, you write your own ceremonial words. That part that you said, you can go through the whole Bible from front to back, and you will never find
Kwame.
What they read to you on television.
Okay.
It's not in the Bible. That's something you use. The part that you can do, you write your own vow between you and her.
All right, well, let me ask you something. What you done do?
Don't get married.
Have you gotten married?
He said, don't get married. Man, I can't stand you. Who was that?
Have you gotten married?
No, I get married next week.
You going to get married?
I've been married. I've been married to her already, though. But I'm talking about, like, technically or lawfully or whatever the hell y'all want to call it.
All right, well, let me, I'll tell you what, this is what I'm finna do. I'm finna get married in less than 60 seconds. All right, now, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna draw up a contract and I'm gonna get all my family members to sign it. I'm gonna suggest that my wife do the same thing. And then what we're gonna do, we're gonna have a notary right there that's going to stamp this as a legal contract because me and my wife is creating the contract. We're going to pronounce each other, husband and wife, and change rings, get some slob. And after that, what we're going to do is make it a public notice in the paper. Now, keep in mind, there's no minister. There's no record downtown. The register is about a doggone thing. She got copies of this union. I got copies of this union. If there's something that goes wrong up in the household and the popo come down up in there, they say, well, y'all married? Yes, we are. Well, we don't have no record and you ain't got no business with now. We didn't have, so would you? Here go our marriage in the air. Well, we got to, I think we got to back out. Yeah, hurry up. All the way out the door.
But the,
But the paper, when you put it in the paper, they're going to give you an affidavit.
Now, I don't need the affidavit. I don't care.
But I'm just saying.
Well, but it's public knowledge then. But then it's public knowledge. So, yeah, they're going to give me
and if I told you,
did not or did I not just tell you a minute ago that you got all her family members to sign it, and I got all my family members. How much public do you need?
Yeah.
I got a question. What's the point, like, what's the point of legally getting married anyway or going through any of this? Like, just had a wedding, had her folks, your folks,
no,
at the venue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they tell us that's the way
for benefit?
To do it.
Like, is it for the beneficial thing? But like, what is the right thing? Because they ain't doing the right thing.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
What you doing is you legally selling yourself, you and her are legally telling the state or whatever state you are getting married.
We belong to you now. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm not doing that.
You just sold yourself to the state.
Well, I'm privy to like, so like Muslim marriages, ain't none of them law like as like legally binding. Like none of them is legally binding. Like all
the Oriental
people
the Asian people, they don't do that shit. They don't even go to our court.
Yeah, they don't do that. They don't. It's not. I don't have to. I shouldn't be bonded to no governmental entity, and I got to come to you for divorce papers, and I got to ask you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be with the shorty no more. We ain't together no more. That's just
what
it's
a.
What
what
you saying?
Legal.
All
go
those
ahead,
other all those other nationalities go before
shout
the Creator.
Out people, I know when
you
I hear
are
people,
you are saying that what you're doing is giving state rights instead of God's right. God
yes.
is the one that
yes.
put you together. Let no man,
right.
no man.
Yeah.
God brought that marriage together. See, you giving it to man,
yeah.
and you're not taking control
yeah.
of being. Your man.
Just like my mother did when she signed my birth certificate when I was born. Yeah. I get
so like look
I
at this, bro. Look at this, bro. You gotta look at this. Is it for like the benefit or is it like what is it for? Because she can go on all your beneficial stuff without, you know, it being legal.
It already is, but what it is it's just it's societal. It's just this traditional way. The way her mother did it, the way her grandmother did it, we didn't understand the ins and outs. It's just a tradition.
Right. So now that you know
but
better,
we can
you
still
can't
do
go
all of that
of
without
society.
The goddamn paperwork and all the yeah, we could do it our way. I agree.
Yeah,
I'm
bro.
So glad
you,
I
yeah, bro. Do it your way. Do it the way God intended. God intended for it to be. You ain't got to go up to no courthouse and all that. And I don't like all that. Me personally, I don't like all that. So when and then you got to look at it like this. When you do that, my mother passed in 2015. My dad's still living. He's 84.
Yes, sir.
When she passed, when my mother passed, all her stuff went to him. You got to think about that, too. Like, is it for, like, what is it? I can't explain, like, you don't want, you know what I mean? Then they're going to try to put your spouse's debt on you. Like, it's a lot to that legally getting married stuff. When you could just put her on your, you could just put her on your beneficiary stuff and your health insurance and all that. You ain't got to say, oh, I'm really married. Like, you ain't got to do all that.
Yeah.
And as long as everybody at your wedding and witnessing it, there you go. That's all that's needed right there. And my mother and my father, they got married in 2006. They was together for years. They was together for 40-plus years. But they got married in 2006, though. I don't know why, but they was common law for the longest.
So everybody in that guest book and the video footage, all of that is legal. That's witnesses. That's legal.
As far as I would go would be a piece of loose leaf lined paper contract, taking it up there to the notary public on the avenue. Miss Evelyn, please sign this for me so I can, you know, so I have some type of legality to it.
I'm gonna have a notary on site. But that's my concern. Because if we haven't notarized, it's notarized today to them. That notary is under their jurisdiction.
True.
But you know, if you have, is it 5 witnesses? It's the same as a notary. I think it's 5.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't need a notary. If you got 5 witnesses, same power as a notary.
Oh,
well, look,
when
you go to the wedding,
the
ceremony would be
a Beverly, you are correct. Because it's just a matter, if you understand the construction of a contract, it's just a matter of someone else verifying the contract. If you got 3 or 4 witnesses signing the contract, you don't need to get it notarized.
Yeah, right.
You don't need to sign it because once you put your signature on a contract, that's law. I don't have no mortgage on my home because I own it outright. I gave them my signature, gave them my social. That's it. That's out. I own it outright. The state came in and said, well, we have no further need for anything. We send it over to the state recorder's office, and they sent me a letter saying that that's it. That's out. No more mortgage. That's it. Because I gave you my signature.
Well, now you got to load your law of that thing.
No, I didn't.
So I got a question, though. Once you have your wedding ceremony, you know, people got to sign the book. They got to put their name, their address, you know.
There you go.
That's signature. There you go. They going to do that before they come in and sit down. They going to sign that in first. Right. So there you go right there. That's all you need.
You get a copy. She get a copy. And then Beverly come in and put it in the newspaper for you.
Bev, you got
right,
me?
Beverly? I know y'all had a legal news there. Just put it in
We need you to come to Florida, and you put it in. We're going to pay you. You walk downtown, we're going to walk with you. And you put it in there.
We got the Black Chronicle out here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put it out there.
You have to write it. It's all public record. But it's a private record because the United States is private and public. For instance,
Can I ask you a question? Wait, all the houses got addresses
until you get to my house, and you ain't no address nowhere because I'm not a resident. I'm a citizen of Florida State Republic. I'm a Floridian.
Yeah.
Right,
be careful with that citizen word, but
that's citizen.
Yeah, but I want to ask a question. Everybody on here, have you all started writing your own obituary? Or are you gonna have somebody else write it?
No, that's supposed to be pre-done. If you understand,
that's what I just said. Yeah.
If you understand trust, okay, the all capital name that you got, that is a trust. So what you do with that trust is you administer everything that needs to be done by the trust. Now, when it comes to a will, you create that order on the side and put it in the trust. Everything had to be signed to a trust.
I'm asking, have you wrote what you want read at your ceremony when you lay in there? Are you going to write your own eulogy? What you wrote or what somebody else writes?
No, you write
you
your own.
You
want to
write your own eulogy, don't you?
Yeah.
If you should,
don't you
but
write
guess
your
what
own
most folks do. You got to turn around and get dig up your history.
If you going to marry a woman, write it. If you going to, you know you're going to have to die, write it. But assign it to a trust. Don't put it in a will. Unless you're going to sign that will to that trust.
He's just saying what it's Brother Kwame's like, saying. It's like, do you want to write your story or do you want somebody else to write your story?
No, I don't want nobody to write my story. I'm going to tell the truth. Can't nobody
then
do that better than you.
Start writing your own obituary. You write what read about who you are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well,
I miss you, Brother Kwame.
However, who doing the writing? You or them?
You.
You write.
So it can be read when you go.
That's why they have obituary departments in the newspaper that they write on everybody that's a star, famous, whatever. They keep a file on them, and then the day that they die, all they do is put their date that they died on.
Yeah.
Well,
but that's the difference between the words.
That's absolutely correct. However, you can make it different. It depends on you.
Brother, all I'm saying is these words we're using with this bastardized language is my story and his story. History and mystery. So,
all right.
Brother
I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, what I need you to do is explain to us proper sentencing and proper syntax and grammar.
I'm pretty good at that. So what you need, what you got?
Give English.
English? The word English? The bastardized language?
No, proper syntax and grammar, English style.
What do you want me to speak in the Queen's language?
All right. Well, I tell you what, then it should go like this. If you get a document that says you owe $100,000, then what you are supposed to write is you do not owe us $100,000. That proper syntax.
Yeah. What's that, Bev? The negative 42 negative confessions?
Right. And see, that's the thing you hit it right on the head.
Like,
you know
thou shalt not steal, but the 42 negative confessions is I have not killed, I have not. Oh, I have not versus thou shalt not. That's a difference. Big difference.
No, that ain't the way it goes.
There's your
direct opposite. I have killed. I have stole.
That's
the opposite of proper syntax grammar in English.
That's on you. That's on you, brother. Be careful. These people be listening. Don't be telling me shit.
I asked you a question. You gave me the wrong answer, so I straightened it out. I went to hell and we'll come around here.
Nah, man. I live my life by the 42 negative confessions. I have not.
Well,
I have not.
When y'all say y'all owe something,
wait a minute. So if you owe something, and don't they say your name first? But then they say,
there's a science behind it. First of all, now you know doggone well that America ain't got no money. You can take a dollar bill and get a magnifying glass. You won't see the word money out of nowhere. You could take a major $100,000 scale, accurate, put $1 on one side and put $100 on the other side and both weigh the same thing. We ain't got none of that stuff called money. Now,
feel what it's saying.
If you get a piece of gold and put on that scale and then put a stack of $100 bills on that gold, I weigh it all. We ain't got none of that. We already done filed Chapter 11, April 4th, 1933, claiming that we ain't got no money. We done sold everything we got. We ain't got nothing else. So we pledging you. And you under contract.
Down.
And if you don't know how to operate under a consistent contract under what's called contract law, then you're going to be lost. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah.
Right. So I got some family members that's like, well, they are into the national stuff, but like everybody is getting into it, and I'm seeing a lot of people getting locked up and getting a lot of stuff taken from them at the same time too.
Well, I've seen that too. You got a whole lot of people that they don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're going to jail.
Right.
When you call, they don't know what they're doing.
You got to understand.
I got two cousins in jail right now.
They probably don't know syntax grammar.
But I want to ask one part, and the brother that's saying that he's a resident of Florida, do you use any other kind of money besides a dollar bill?
Yeah, my word.
Nah.
That's all you got.
Nah. Nah.
That don't work.
Nah.
I can't go to the Apple store and get a phone off of my word.
Let me put it to you this way. So you understand what I'm saying? I'm not just saying going out, well, this is my word. No, I'm not saying that.
Right.
What I'm saying to you is that for those people who believe in the Bible, the law is right there in there. Any judge in the United States in any foreign country will tell you there is no excuse under the sun for you not knowing the law. If you know the law, then you can do some things. You got to, it don't take that much. All you got to do is do a little investigation when it comes at your door and knock on the door. That's all you got to do.
With all the knowledge that you're saying, so that means that you can go in any grocery store, fill up your basket, and walk out the door because you know the law.
The law say I deserve these groceries because I'm a citizen.
No, that don't go that way. Let me put that in perspective for you.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Wait a minute. If he know what to do, there is people that are going into the grocery stores and they getting all the groceries they want because they know what law to use. You got to know what to use.
So to piggyback off of that, one of my cousins that's locked up right now, we was in Dollar General. I witnessed him get something for free. I witnessed it. Got the receipt. It came out zero. Like, it was crazy. Like, so I did witness that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I went to the dollar store, and I came up out of there whatever I wanted, and I had that shit in my pocket. But I still went and bought something. I bought something from him. I still patronized their establishment.
Nice.
Oh, man. All right. Here we go now. Let's say we go into Walmart. They got a washing and dryer on sale. So they say there's no such thing as sale. But anyway, that's a whole different avenue.
Walmart don't sell washer and dryers.
All right, yeah. Well, down here in Florida, you better come down here and get you one. But anyway, the set costs $950. Instead of you getting out a history lesson, why don't you pull $950 out your pocket, pay for it, and tell them that you need the signature of the general manager to come down before you give the final payment. And I sign it. Go ahead and put that with the necessary document issued to you by the Internal Revenue Service and send it down there to them. And they'll send them a notice saying they owe you $950. How about that?
That still means you had to reach in your pocket.
Right. You have to.
That's all right. Unless you want to give out a history lesson. If you get out of his lesson, then you got to walk out of there without a washing dryer because they ain't going to go straight over their head. They don't understand the mechanics of how America's operating today. I done told you, America ain't got no money. I already told you that. You're either a citizen of the United States of America, which is a conglomerate corporation, or you're going to be a citizen of the state which you're in, of the republic. Which way you going? To the right or to the left?
So what you're saying is
they're going to give you the money back. Excuse me, brother.
No, what you're saying is United States ain't got no money, so they counterfeiting.
Yeah, you know that better than me.
They've been bankrupt since 1933.
There you go.
Since 1933, we've been bankrupt. You're the surety against the debt of this nation. You're the world.
All right, let's look at it like this right here. All right, okay. Let you come sense for a minute. All right, now, we got the Russian wall. We got the, what is this, the Jews over there, Israel and all right there. And but then the president of the United States, well, we're going to give Palestine and the Palestinians $6.8 million. Then we're gonna give the people Russian fighting against $100.7 trillion. But now next week, well, we got to wrestle with in Congress because
hello.
I guess
we don't. Nah, it's still on. I hear
hello?
You.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
went off for like a second.
That's his phone.
He drained his battery with all that electricity. Shorted out his phone.
So basically, it's basically you paying for something. You send them in the paperwork and the documents that you need to send them, then they got to give you your money back.
They just give some more paper to use.
Well, I know
because if I walked into Walmart, I got silver bars. If I walked into Walmart and said, "Okay, this silver's worth whatever silver's worth for the day," and they say I owe you this, will they take that silver or will they tell me I need pay counterfeit?
No,
they're
not going to take
the counterfeit.
Right,
yeah, they won't counterfeit.
Right, that's how they've been conditioned. They've been conditioned. Look, this is what I was saying earlier. We all been conditioned to take a worthless dollar because this is what we've been taught. This is what we know. But if you go do your due diligence, and when I say do, like he was saying, this country's been bankrupt since 1933. 1913, they created the Federal Reserve. 1915, they created the Social Security. Once they could, those three things, Social Security, Federal Reserve, this is when they started this money, this system. Well, it really started in 71 when Nixon suspended the gold standard. They call it abrogation of the gold standard. So that means that you're not paying for anything. Your money is an IOU. All your dollars are nothing more than IOUs. Look it up. Don't believe me because I know it sounds crazy.
It tells you on there. It tells you on there. It said no.
Yeah.
All debts, public and private. Legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Right.
But it's only legal tender. It's not money. The only real money is gold and silver. And and because these people are so slick, they took away the gold. Right now, all your major banks is buying all the gold and silver they can buy. China's been at it for a while now. They probably got so much gold and silver stacked up. And that's what the BRICS nations is about. All the BRICS nations, all of their stuff is going to be backed by gold and silver. And America's still trying to do the fiat game with digital currency. And the digital currency is no more than another form of fiat.
It's kind of like we doing it already with credit cards, when we use the credit cards.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am, that's
the
right.
Mm-hmm. I haven't used physical money in a while, like at least 3 weeks.
30,
it's been since I've touched a dollar.
Right, but 33 was when they removed the silver certificates and gold certificates.
Right.
Roosevelt did that when he removed it from the gold standard. 71, Nixon turned around
and did
the announcement of what he official. Dollars of gold.
That's what
okay.
got
him.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Now we know doggone well that China and different places around the world have huge gold reserves. We know
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
But what you have to think about is do the whole world have enough gold to back up every dollar that's being put on any table on earth? The answer is no. But
because
I tell you, they're not going to mind. They still can't keep up with all the BS, all the lies that they done done.
Wait, slow, calm it down.
Go ahead, sister.
Aren't they using us as the collateral?
They don't need to use the loan.
Yeah, so they don't need to use that. They're using us.
And your money
so
is based on full faith and
go.
Credit of the American people.
Right.
Full faith and
yeah.
credit is what makes your dollar work.
Yeah.
But see,
all right, when you,
have,
go,
we,
when you go
right
to your
now,
job and you work a week and you put out all of that energy, you live in them bags, you driving that tow motor, you stacking them pallets, you running the machines and all of that. At the end of the week, they give you what? A piece of paper, and they led you to believe that, hey, we move it up. You can have direct deposit. So when you go to the bank, you think everything is lovely.
You just been had by a smooth criminal. You just been had by a smooth criminal. Everybody's working for free.
Wait a minute. You can file your taxes because they cannot tax labor. So you can get all that money back in your.
Like, I can't get my taxes.
I did some stuff, and I got to pay it back. Wait a minute. All right. Now, you said that the only person that can be taxed is a corporation.
That's right.
Wages.
Look at your driver's license. Look at your bank statement. Look at all this. You got your name in all caps. Look up the word corporation. That's you. You've been designated as a corpse, a corporation. So now we're able to tax you because you're a corporation because you ain't done a cotton picking thing about it to change it around.
Well, it's a fraud, first of all. It's called dog Latin.
Yeah.
Anytime you see dog Latin on a document, it makes the document no good, non-tough.
But you
no
got
good.
To do something
but
about it.
But most people
it,
don't
though.
Know when they see their names in all capital, that's not your name. That is the corporation. And that was created. That's the. It's a trust. It's the Sestuve Trust, and it's a constructive trust. And that trust belongs to the Vatican. That's who started it. Who started all these?
All right. Well, so if you create a contract, the contract benefits who? It benefits you. If somebody else creates the contract, it benefits them. I rest my case. I hope this is the United States Supreme Court because I'm tired of saying it.
But can I add something to this? US 23. There's 23 states in the 50 states that you can use legal gold and silver as tender, and they're trying to pass more because what they're doing now is they're seeing what's getting ready to come with these notes going to be obsolete. So you're going to have to have some source that you can use in order to purchase and do what you want instead of going on this electronic money system.
Well, you can use bills of exchange and international bills of exchange because when they took away the gold and silver, the only thing that was left for you to use to pay with is bills of exchange and international bills of exchange, promissory notes, and other instruments. And those instruments are contracts. That's what he was saying, a contract.
Yeah, but you can go on.
And it also says in 18 U.S.C. 8 that they are responsible for all of your bills. We're not supposed to be paying anything. They're supposed to be paying it for.
That's the obligation. The government has the obligation to pay all your bills.
Right.
That's House Joint Resolution 192.
But we're not sending it to them. Yeah.
Well, send it to the United States Treasury and send it to the Internal Revenue Service. Then that's them 1099 forms.
Well, at this point, what's the bottom line? What do you think we're all supposed to be doing? What do you think?
Send it.
Well.
What the law say? They say they're supposed to take care of all of our they took the gold from us, and they say that they'll take care of all of our bills and things like that.
That's right.
All right.
Every state has their own treasury, and so they got your state get money for you. Your money is sitting there. They don't touch your money. They making money off of your money that's there, or credit,
off of your trust,
whatever
your trust
you want.
Compound
your
interest.
Yes.
They use the compound
interest
off your trust.
Yes.
So what do you think we all supposed to be doing right now? I tell you what would be a good idea is since all this hoopla going, why don't we concentrate on growing our own food? How about that?
Well, now, a lot of people are doing that. We got a lot of urban gardens, black farmers.
I think that's a good idea.
You got too. You heard of the Codex Bill, right? They
Codex
passed when the BP when the BP oil spill was happening down there in the Gulf of down there in Louisiana. Congress passed what was called the Codex Bill, saying that no gardens without FDA approval for legal exchange. For say, if you want to start selling vegetables that you grow in your garden, you can't sell unless you get a license from the FDA. They were raising
people. All right,
people.
Well, let me answer that for you.
But a lot
because
of people
you use the word legal. What is the difference between legal and lawful?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's a difference.
Tell
the difference. Tell us the difference.
Okay. When you say legal, that means it ain't got nothing, absolutely nothing to do with you. When you say lawful, now we're talking about a living, breathing man or woman. So any contract that you create should have information in it and then move forward. But now the bottom line, because see, if you corner a criminal, he's going to try to come out of that corner. Then you have to wrestle with him. So to keep it all on the hat, don't corner him and make sure you win before he even start the chase. That's
why
now,
the Constitution is the law.
What could I ask them one thing? You've heard of the Gershwin Law, right?
I heard that.
And that deals with money, right?
Yeah.
And the Federal Reserve. And so in them, if reversing that law takes effect, that would make gold and silver coins, money.
All right. Well, here go my question to you. Does that mean they have stopped lying?
No.
Okay.
In the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, it say no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin or tender in payments of debts.
Okay.
That's why they say they
You use an IOU. Every time you use a dollar, you're not paying for anything.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You're not paying for anything.
Let me tell you something.
Just hand it.
When it comes to the Constitution of the United States, whatever you do, never, never, ever, ever, ever go in a state court talking about the Constitution of the United States. When you go in the federal court, then you can put it on the table. But the bottom line is to make sure that you shut it down before anybody ever go in anywhere.
Each state has its own constitution.
When you step in these courts, they're admitting maritime. They're administrative courts. They're not regular courts unless you get to the Class 3 courts or unless you get to the federal courts. And the federal courts are for the District of Columbia, basically. Then you got your states. Each state is an untied state. That's how I'm going to say it, untied, because each state is an individual state, and each state got its own individual constitution. And we're supposed to be a constitution.
All right, well,
let me ask
you, brother, a question. When is the last, give me the date, the last time the United States of America had a real judge?
I don't know when. 1930 something. These judges were not real judges. It was 1913. Okay. So now that you know that, when you go down there to the Boo Boo House,
then you know those are administrative officers, administrative offices, and all of that. Ain't no judge in there. The law don't show up until you put your hand on the door and walk in the building. That's when the law show up, the real man and woman. That's it.
And that's common law.
That's all law.
Not admitted to maritime. Common law.
All law.
But what,
all
you,
of
you
it. They ain't got no
the
law.
That comes from the law and the, God that the law that comes from man. One law comes from God. One law comes from man.
When you
okay,
see,
now I'm going to make. I'm going, is that why I'm doing politics? Is that why Trump winning his cases and they can't convict him because he's using the law and they're using legal?
No. Trump is using monopoly. he bringing BS at mid-air with all his cronies that want to do something because they already came to you and in your neighborhood and say we running for office and you say, we're going to vote for you because we like you. You didn't have sense enough to say, well, what are you going to do about this neighborhood? You didn't do that.
I'm talking about all these court cases. We talking law and legal.
I'm talking about all these court cases.
Trump ain't got no money. He got monopoly money, just like everybody else.
Right. Go ahead.
The
thing that you're looking at with Trump is not. Is he going into federal court or is he going into state courts?
He going into any court they say he can go in to try to stop him. From the first thing that he said when he came out, he says, I'm going to clean up the swamp. That was a gigantic threat to everybody that's been robbing us all our life. We got to shut him down because if we don't, he's going to try to bring in the old-time religion. He's trying to bring slavery back.
I'm just talking legal and lawful.
If you take an oath of office, you give up your citizenship. When you give up your citizenship, now they're supposed to go sign that FARA, Federal Registration Act, Federal Agent Registration Act. Most of those people.
Let me ask you something. What is your nationality? I'm an Illinoisan, so I'm a state.
I'm an American national. I'm a state
American.
Also of Illinois. I'm an Illinoisan.
You're an
Illinoisan. Okay.
And I'm a Michiganian. And I'm a Michiganian.
And I'm a cosmic citizen.
But if I told you I was a cosmic citizen.
Yes. Now that's supreme right there. All right, now you got some explaining to do.
But what jurisdiction is that?
But we want to hear that, bro. Go on with
what
your past.
What jurisdiction is that? The jurisdiction of the living or the jurisdiction of the dead?
But see, the jurisdiction that I'm in is because this planet is in the cosmos. So that's the jurisdiction.
I got something else. What about the halls of immensity and none of this being real anyway?
I'm saying is all this solar system, all Mars, Sun, Moon, everything is in the cosmos. That's your citizenship.
All right. Well, now, the brother that meet in the halls of Amenti, you tell him you keep it up. I'm going to pull out the emerald tablets on him.
Hey, stop playing. And I'm going to hold up my staff and hit you with this frequency and bring you to your knees, yo. Stop playing in here now,
Beverly, now we over everybody's head. Go on, bring it on back down to earth.
Make him fall prostrate at my feet.
Come on, Beverly, where you
well,
at?
Well, okay, well, here I am. And so we went over time, and I appreciate. I enjoyed being at the table with you guys and the listening audience. And hopefully we'll be back tomorrow if Dr. X is feeling better.
Better love, Dr. X.
I just want to touch you with this, man, right quick.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
OxfordGoldGroup.com.
Okay. All right. And go ahead. Who else wanted to say something before we go?
I wanted to say something right quick, if I could. Can I be heard?
Yes. Yes, you can.
All right. I've been laughing at y'all. Y'all had me laughing. My heart has been doing good. I love it. But I want to chime in since we started in on this eclipse. And we've all heard, like all the other stories, we hear gloom and doom all over the place, you know. But again, our energy, we know where our energy is on our consciousness of positive thinking, positive thought.
Yeah.
So, again, we know that this gloom and doom, however you want to phrase it, but I'm saying pull in the positive of everything you've been hearing. And the positive for us is understanding that 7-year eclipse that started 2017, it passed 7 states that had the name Salem in it. This eclipse, 7 years later, had 7 states with the name Nineveh. But what we didn't really recognize that what is showing us the indication, the same path that this eclipse took is the same path as the Underground Railroad. We're going to the Overground Railroad, thank you, Brother Kwame, is where we're going to see what's happening overhead to know what happened here below, as above, so below. And understanding that the plague during the ancient time of the locusts is dealing with the freedom and liberation of the cicadas that will be in the same exact spot where they say X marks the spot. All of this is showing us our conscious state to freedom. Conscious is 7.
Yeah.
Just like these 7 states that they were talking about, this eclipse went through. It's consciousness, family. It's a conscious level. And we're looking at the positiveness that they're trying to extract from us. So, again, use everything positive that we've gotten tonight and all through your life to guide you, because that's the truth. All this negative shit is the distraction that we argue about or we debate about that means nothing at the end of the day. So with that, family, I wanted to add that in with the last of it so we have a positive thought with a positive laugh on the way out. Peace and love, family.
Yes. Better
peace
love.
And love.
Peace
Thank
and love,
you
family.
For that.
Peace, peace.
Better love, everyone.
Peace, peace.
Hello. All
right, Mel, peace. Peace.
I wanna do it to you, like you did it to me, you know I wanna do it to you. Oh baby,
yeah. I wanna do it to you like you did it to me, did it to me. I wanna do it to you. Yeah, I'm happy that you spent some time with me, yeah. You wanna fill my thirsty heart, and I drank my spirit free. Yeah, you were the only one who lifted me. You put my feet on high ground, and just having you around is so heavenly. Whoa, I'm excited as can be, 'cause I'm the lover who's in my corner. I wanna do it to you like you did it to me, did it to me. I wanna do it to you. Hey, I'm thankful that you took the time to be here. A real part of my dream, that to which I cling. Yeah, you're part of me. Hey, I'm excited. Like you're 10 feet tall, and everything I got to give, for as long as I live, you can have it all. Yeah, baby, 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 I wanna do it to you like you did it to me, did it to me. Yeah, I wanna do it to you. You see, you were the only one who tried to understand all my ups and my downs, all my smiles and my problems. Yeah, I'm so glad you're.